There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. 6:07 on the Central Coast on this Friday, November 8th, 2019. I'm Dave Congleton. Craig, where was Mark today? You guys did a best of, right?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. He just had to go to the secret bat cave to find out where crime is happening in Gotham City.
Okay. Back on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be here on Monday as well. We're going to be spending some time with Jim Gregory, local author and historian extraordinaire. And we're going to talk about veterans of the Central Coast. Also on Monday, Dr. James Papp is going to be here. He's trying to save the adobe down there by Napomo and Monterey Street. And the city apparently is going to decide Tuesday at the city council meeting whether to save it or knock it down to make room for the new parking garage and the Slow Repertory Theater. So we'll preview that meeting. Tuesday, as I've been mentioning, we've got some tough segments back-to-back. Denise Smart, the mother, Kristen Smart, is going to be in town, which means she's going to be on this show. And we'll get an update. And then we're going to meet the parents of the young man who fell to his death off the parking garage. It's a very odd story. First, they ruled it a suicide, and now they're not so sure. And in both cases, the parents are frustrated because they don't think that law enforcement has been cooperative with them. So, and then on Wednesday, we have County Supervisor Debbie Arnold, who is running for re-election. And we'll see where we go. I was just looking at the news locally. No surprise, the Kmart in Atascadero was closing. And the Sears in North County is closing. And Dawn Addis, who has been on the show a number of times, she's currently a Morro Bay City Councilwoman. She is going to run for State Assembly, which means she is challenging Jordan Cunningham. So that will be interesting. Last time it was Bill Ostrander. Time before that was Dawn Legg. Heidi Herman has been the Democratic nominee. Stu Jenkins. Larry Holgate. John Ashbaugh. This is how I can tell the history of this show. I think I can name all the Democrats who have run for state assembly. John Ashbaugh, Larry Holgate, Stu Jenkins, Heidi Herman. I'm skipping one. Anyway, we have the primary election in March, and we will extend invitations to both Dawn Addis and Jordan Cunningham to join us. And that's one of those races, even though there's a primary in March, that election will spill over into next November. The thing to keep in mind in all these races for March is Democratic turnout is going to be extremely high because we moved the presidential primary up from June until March. And all the Democrats in California, they want to vote because they want to vote for Sanders or Warren or Buttigieg or now Bloomberg or whomever. So turnout is going to be very high among the Democrats. It'll be interesting. Anyway, Craig, got anything planned for the weekend?
Use your psychic powers and think about what I'm doing this weekend.
I'm going to predict that it involves a cigar.
So far, so good.
Time in the garage.
Yes.
And definitely leftover banana cream pie.
Leftover, no.
Did you eat it all already?
There's one piece I'm saving for my mom.
What about your kids?
My son's actually camping.
You ate the pie? You ate the whole pie?
I shared a little bit. And, basically working in my garage, smoking cigars. I'm getting my garage ready for a 10-year restoration project.
As Craig explained at 3:30, Lynn's banana cream pie is his all-time favorite. So when it's blueberry, I get the pie. When it's banana cream, he gets the pie. So you basically ate it during the show.
I Had some. More than usual.
It's
amazing.
Darn good pie.
It's like they just stood in front of me and diced bananas into this amazing pie and then served it. It's that good.
That's the only problem with the pie segment is that once you have a Lynn's pie, and I'm not saying this because we're friends of the Lynn's, but really, once you've had a Lynn's pie, you really can't go anywhere else.
Yeah, the story I told earlier is true. The company my wife works for bought some very expensive pies from a local place, and everyone was psyched, and she figured, okay, it's going to be great. And then as soon as she had it, she actually thought to herself, it's not Lynn's. Because she was very disappointed because she'd gotten used to Lynn's pies.
Same thing with her pot pies.
Yeah.
We haven't had a pot pie in a while.
No, we have not. But we are coming into winter. It's a very pot pie type season.
I think I'm going to ask John to send us a pot pie. I haven't had a pot pie in a while.
That was the first thing that me and my wife had actually had at Lynn's, was we had heard about these pot pies, and I had actually gotten married at that time, and so we heard about it, but I couldn't have one here on the show, so we drove to Cambria and had it. It's like, I can't remember which one it was, but we had it, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
The only one I've had is the chicken. I believe that's the only one I've had. It's been too long. Anyway, we're going to do last call. We'll take the first break early, come back, open up the phone lines, invite your phone calls. Whatever you want to talk about is fine. We've got 45 minutes left in the week. Let's make it a good one. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
Just about 6:16 on Hometown Radio. Dave Congleton, Craig Hill to the phones we go. Scott is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Scott.
I was going to ask you about the suicide thing. I just want to say first, pies, though, the Lynn's pecan pie is really quite good.
It's the only pecan pie I will eat.
And my mom made pecan pie, but Lynn's are better.
Yeah.
So I hate to say that. And the mincemeat pie has real meat in it, by the way, at Lynn's. Have you ever tried that?
I've never had. Craig, have you ever had the mincemeat pie?
I have not.
I didn't know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know they had a mincemeat pie.
Neither did I.
Yeah. It's got apples, raisins, and meat.
Really?
So, it's kind of awkward, but I'm not saying it's not good. It's actually quite good.
So what do you mean it's awkward?
Well, you're eating meat and apple all together.
Sounds very British.
Yeah,
it's British. Dave, I just caught you. You said something about the suicide. Is this about the jumping downtown?
On Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we're going to start. Kristen Smart's mother, Denise Smart, is going to be here. She's in town. She wants to give us an update. And then at 5:30, for however long they need, the parents of the young man who fell to his death will be here. They're very concerned. They're saying it wasn't a suicide. They've been pressuring the police to reopen the investigation. People who listen to this show know that I have been very disappointed in Slo PD during the last 6 months or so. So here we go again. All I know is what I read in the Tribune and Facebook and all that stuff. And my conversation with the father yesterday, I find it very hard to believe this young man committed suicide.
Yeah, and that's not the first suicide there.
And what really gets me, I'll go there, is not even Veeley. No one is reporting the name of this older guy who was with the young man and buying him drinks.
Interesting.
And he's just referred to as an older man. Who is he?
Well, there's got to be surveillance somewhere.
Well, they know. They're just not naming them. They know who it is. And the Tribune just posted an editorial online that the parking garages need more security cameras.
I agree. I absolutely agree. There's got to be something.
I was surprised that that they didn't have cameras. I just assumed that all the parking structures in town had cameras.
Yeah. So, anyways, By the way, are you ever going to bring Cher Parkinson in again, or is that just something on your list? Or
what would you like to discuss with him?
I mean, it's always nice to hear him on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, if I never need to ask him something, I'd rather ask him on the air.
That's a fair question. Yeah, sure.
Bring him on the air. And then what about Congressman Santa Barbara? Are you planning on having him? Yeah.
He was on last month, but we have the Congressman and Andy Caldwell on his challenger on a regular basis. Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, all right, that's all I have to add. By the way, Dave, have you seen any movies that you can tell me about that I can go see, or what?
It's funny you bring that up, because the last movie I saw was Harriet, the story of Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. I thought that was excellent, but I've been debating whether or not I want to see Joker. And, you know, everybody's saying it's really good, but really dark. And I read the synopsis of the movie last night, and I'm not going to give anything away, but I read it as like, I don't know if I want to see this. I don't know. So
yeah, I had a client that told me the same thing, that I should go see it. It got a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it's a great performance. Like, what about you? Have you seen anything good?
No. I finally saw Midsommar on DVD, but I think I brought up that to you on the air before, and you said you're not really interested in seeing that kind of stuff. But it's a strange film, but you cannot leave the TV. You literally have to watch every minute of it. And he's Oster Arias is the director and writer. I'm looking forward to seeing what else he has he's going to write on. So,
well, here's my guilty pleasure. Craig asked me what movie I watched last night while I was on the stationary bike.
So what did you watch on the stationary bike?
Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. I couldn't believe how much I was laughing.
And it gets better. I'll tell you this right now. It gets better the more you watch it.
I missed that movie.
How old is that movie?
2007.
Is it that old?
Okay. I believe so.
I can't believe how much I laughed at it. It was stupid, but it was a funny stupid. I needed that.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to rent it. So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right, Scott. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, usually this time of year, there are all sorts of movies that I want to see, but it hasn't been a lot. Phone lines are open. 805-543-8830.
800-549-5832.
That's our open line. That's how we end the week every Friday.
By the way, it's 2008. I was off by a year.
Boy, I would have thought it was more recent than that. No. Did they make a sequel?
I do not believe so, no.
Hmm.
And by the way, my suggestion would be Dolomite Is My Name on Netflix.
I'm halfway through that.
That I love that movie.
And I'm very impressed by it.
What do you think about Wesley Snipes' character?
What's there to think? I mean,
he gets.
I'm right at the point where he's introduced. So I'm about halfway through.
Okay, yeah. Because he starts out as this one way, and you see him.
Well, don't give anything away.
No, just the development. You see him starting out, and then as he evolves through the movie, he just gets worse and worse. It's great.
Yeah, I was telling Craig earlier. My only surprise about the Eddie Murphy movie is that it went direct to Netflix. I was under the impression that it was going to be in movie theaters. Sure, we'll take another call. Let's hear from Frank on KVEC. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for your format where you have people who are running for office as well as those who are in public office themselves, that people like myself have direct access to these individuals to ask them questions and even follow-up questions on your show. Which doesn't afford the opportunity when you go to a meeting, they may take written questions or just one verbal question.
Well, thank you. That's been a mission of the show since we began in 1992. I'm trying to think who the first elected official I had on the show, but, you know, I can barely remember yesterday. I can't remember.
Well, keep it up, and so I have access to those individuals, and maybe get some of my questions answered directly from them.
That's nice of you to say, Frank. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Now you got me thinking. Oh, I can't tell you. I can tell you pretty much over the course of the 28 years, we've had everybody who has been a congressional representative, state assembly, state senate, all the mayors, many of the city council members, Supes. We've had them all on at least once. I've lost Heidi Herman. Mayor Herman doesn't want to be on the show anymore. She wouldn't tell me why, but that's the thing. You do your show, and you try to be fair, and you afford people the microphone, but you can't make them take it. If they don't want to come in, they don't want to come in. Off the Stolberg Law KVC text line, listeners writing, I have listened to every one of the anti-hemp folk on your show and have not heard one valid position. A farmer providing security is a problem? Really? Security is usually provided by law and order type people. The more of them we have working, going to and from work, etc., the better we are. You said, really? I think any farming is truly a beautiful sight. Smell? You know what? I'm tired of looking at and smelling the homeless. That's really nice. All right. Let's go to Zach in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, bud?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to call in because I was able to actually listen to all 3 hours of the show today.
Thank you.
And, I just really appreciate it. I'm streaming and been in the car, so, of course, I might be a little bit behind right now. But I just wanted to say, like, the lineup you had today was fantastic and really interesting. And I do want to jump on one little thing about the Adobe building that you're going to have an interview with gentlemen next week.
Yeah, Dr. Papp is coming in Monday at 5.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was at the last, I don't know the proper title of the meeting, but I was at the last meeting.
City Council.
City Council meeting. And, you know, like, that Adobe is fantastic. It's beautiful, but it's been not really, no one's lived in it for years. I had a friend who lived in it for 15, 20 years between himself and his families. And I don't, and it's going to cost the city a lot of money to move that thing if we want to move it. So I understand he wants to save it. So I don't fully understand, I guess, what the major issue is there.
I've been told that you can't move an Adobe because it will crumble if you do.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, I mean, he talked about it at the last city council meeting that I was at. And, it would be lovely to move it, but I don't really know what we can do about that but it's not being used. So I don't understand what the big fight is. I guess that sounds naive.
I believe his argument on Monday will be that this is one of the last remaining Adobes in San Luis Obispo. Therefore, we have an obligation to preserve it, even though we threw the motel in under the bus. And
I mean, but we also have the Adobe. There's another Adobe on what is that, Choro, just south of, I mean, it's called something, the Reyes Adobe. And then aren't there two other Adobes in town that are still standing? I don't know.
There are a couple different Adobes, but I would encourage everybody to listen Monday at 5 when Dr. Papp makes his case, and to certainly call in and ask questions.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hey, I appreciate you so much.
All right, Zach. Have a great weekend. Good to hear from you, and thank you for listening. I'm going to ask Greg and Cayucas to hold or call back because we are off to ABC Radio News. Craig has the very latest in time saver traffic and weather together, and he will serve up the final $1,000 word on our Trump Change giveaway. You got one more chance to try to win $1,000. Good luck. Remember your friends, Dave and Craig. If you do, here's the news. Well, we don't have the news again. I go to Craig Hill. So what's going on now?
As they say in German, sehr interessant.
This is the third day in a row.
6:30.
At 6:30, we don't have California headline news.
And now my computer's not even letting me expand it so I can look at it. I can't expand the screen.
This is so odd.
Computers. You gotta love them. I'm assuming the usual wait, the countdown. And I...
Well, we got the minute. And I mean, we can fill time with the best of them. But it's just very curious that 3 days in a row at 6:30, when we go to California headline news, they're not there.
Could it be something where we're being hacked by the Russians? Could that have anything to do with it?
Let's not even go there. Never fear, Pepper is here. What do we know, sir?
This is another reason to get off this daylight saving time stuff.
Is that what it is?
Well, ironically, we get California news from Arizona. And Arizona doesn't change time. We change time. And the engine, we're on, you're not on the air, Bill, but you're on my phone. We got the engineer on the phone.
So. Oh, okay.
He's on it. Get on it, Bill.
Yeah, get on it.
He's on it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So
that's
now
what it is. We've been fighting it all week.
All right.
Time zone change, computer changes.
Well, I was about to email you this, but I guess you know now.
Yeah. He's here.
They change, we change. Yeah. I don't know.
Pepper never leaves.
I try not to.
All right, sir. Thank you.
ABC will come on. Never fear.
Just wait for 30:30.
Oh, so it's at 30:30.
I believe, but I can't expand my screen to check.
Are you going to preview the word?
Okay. Okay.
What's the letter? What's the first letter of the word?
It starts with a K, and I wish it was a much cooler word. For the final word, it should be much better than this word.
Right.
I hate this word. You hate this word. Everyone hates this word.
Hmm. We're going to find out what the word is when we come back for the news. Here we go. It's just not going to be the same without that Trump contest. Anyway, good luck. I hope somebody won $1,000. If you've won in this contest, let me know. I'd love to hear. Have a great weekend, whether it's a two-day or a three-day weekend for you. Don't forget to start your Monday morning off with First Look. Andy Morris and Scott Taylor have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door from 6 to 9. Followed by Mr. Rush Limbaugh from 9 until noon. Mark's back on Monday, right?
Correct.
All right. Mark Wilson Show at 12 noon, featuring our own Craig Hill from noon until 2. Then we give you a short dose of Dave Ramsey from 2 until 3. And then Craig and I will be back at 3:05 with the Monday edition. As we were just talking with Zach before the news break, one of our guests will be local historian Dr. James Papp, who is trying to preserve the adobe building there near the intersection of Monterey and Napomo in San Luis. But if we keep that building, that means we don't get the parking structure in the new Slow Repertory Theater. So that issue is going to come before the San Luis City Council on Tuesday, and we're giving Dr. Papp a chance to make his case on Monday. We'll certainly invite your phone calls. Anyway, we're just talking. It's Last Call, our Friday night open line. Less than 2% of people who listen to talk radio will ever pick up the phone and call in. Here's your chance. It's that simple. You can call and say hi. You can promote an event. You can ask a question. If you want to revisit an issue we have covered this week, that's fine. You want to go on a completely different issue, that's fine too. This is your time. As the phone calls come in, let's see what's on your mind. We got Craig in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Craig.
Hi,
hi,
Dave. Yeah, this is Benita's husband. I'm sorry.
Can you turn your radio? Yeah, turn that radio down, Smitty. Turn it down.
I got it.
All right.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I just wanted to commend you for your show. Mostly just I really appreciate you getting both sides of the story on most issues, and especially this cannabis issue. I think there's so much misunderstanding out there about that.
It's a mess, isn't it, Smitty?
Anyway, that's pretty much it, and I really appreciate Craig. I think he's a great compliment with you.
Sidekick.
And I think you're very intelligent.
If you were here right now, Smitty, we'd give you the last piece of banana cream pie. But unfortunately, you're not. So Craig's going to take it home with him.
Well, maybe next Friday I'll come to the... I'll sneak around there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Or work something out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Smitty. Thank you very much. Go hug your wife for us. All right. That's nice of Smitty to call in. We got a Jeff in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you folks?
Never better.
Good deal. Hey, did you say that Miss Heidi Harmon refuses to go on your show at this point?
Let's use the word declined.
Declined.
We invited her last spring, along with the city manager, Derek Johnson. Derek agreed to come on. Heidi said no thanks. And I asked for an explanation, and I never heard back from her. That's fine.
She's not very transparent, and that's really sad.
I'm not going to attack
her. To have someone in her position.
She is who she is.
You know, in my opinion, and I've been watching her for quite some time, this woman is a bully. She's a bully. She's mean to people. And there's two people politically that stand out to me that are real bullies. Her and Mr. Adam Hill. And these people seem to be tied right at the waist. They're very non-transparent. Anybody who doesn't agree with them, they literally attack and go after in every shape, way, or form. And I'll tell you, it's really a breath of fresh air to see someone like Stacy, who's going to challenge Adam Hill. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to enjoy watching her take that position from him.
Well, hang on, though. Adam Hill has won re-election twice by at least 10 points. In fact, I think closer to 18. In March, you're going to have record Democratic turnout because of the presidential primary. And I like Stacey. I'm certainly not a fan of Supervisor Hill, but he's a formidable opponent. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, Adam Hill, he has his hands into everything. He certainly has his hands, in my opinion, in Helios Dayspring's pocket, or it would seem. But he goes around setting the table. He has all of these different mayors around the county that seem to be within his circle. They're all, in my opinion, very, very corrupt, and they work together. And I would really like to see him go. I think Stacy will actually, in my opinion, if anyone's got a shot, I don't believe that this woman is going to be bullied like most of the people that he has bullied in the past.
I think that Stacy Coors Garden is a very nice woman who's pretty savvy, and she's not going to back down from a fight. Jeff, thanks for the call. We got a John in Arroyo Grande on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to tell you two are like the best ad-libbers I've ever heard. You know, at the 6:30 news, you guys had me rolling. I'd almost pull over and laugh. You're good.
We script this out in advance, don't we, Craig?
Sometimes you miss your cues. Sometimes I miss them, but otherwise it's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks a lot.
Hi, John. Thank you. I will take it. Drew is in North County on KVEC. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hi, Drew.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure. You were here the other night. You're that guy.
I was. And I was trying not to cough into the microphone, as I recall.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to make a comment about the guest you had.
Eric.
I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I apologize. My battery's pretty low. But
that's fine.
You know, one of the things that... the county is not doing well is looking at the cumulative impact of these cannabis grows. And we see that in their environmental reports. We see it in the way that they respond to individual issues, but not the totality of the issues. So I just wanted to make that comment, and that hopefully we can get things turned around
Eric's big points was he thought you guys had waited too long, and basically the train had left the station. We've made up our mind about cannabis, and the policy's been set in place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely Prop 64, you know, caused the legalization to happen. That also set in motion a lot of other things. I suspect if, you know, you polled all the county, 250-some-odd thousand people, you asked how many of them knew about all of the workshops that were going on, and then of those that didn't go, and then maybe did or didn't know about it, which ones could have possibly imagined that they would develop ordinances that were so poor? I think you would get a pretty low number. And that's cause for concern. That's why we're asking to put in a moratorium. And I think, you know, to make it clear, we're after a temporary moratorium to fix the ordinances, you know, and then we can potentially open it up again. So I just want to make that point.
And I guess I'd come back and say, given the resistance that you and Stephanie articulated the other night, could these ordinances realistically be fixed to your satisfaction?
I think they could. We have a list of several items that are the top priority ones that need to be fixed. The biggest ones are the setbacks, the proximity to homes, the nature of, you know, how they're mitigating the odors. We've had a lot of callers. You know, it's not fear-based. You know, a lot of the people have experience with this and have fled areas, as you got a couple of calls the other night. And,
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, everybody likes data. We would all like to have a quantitative analysis and everything else, but everyone will take it to their own pleasure, you know.
Eric was saying, though, that the smell is only for 4 weeks out of the year. Is he right?
It depends. There are some outdoor grows. My understanding is that they will only be once a year. Some can be a couple of times a year. If they're growing in greenhouses, they can also emit enormous amounts of odor. They can really concentrate it. They do not contain the odor well at all, and that can be done throughout the year. So that's not completely correct that it's once a year.
Right. Anything else you want to say, Drew?
No, just again, looking at it from a risk perspective, the totality of all of the individual risks can have a cumulative impact that should not be ignored.
Yeah. I understand we have a mutual friend, Robert Ballow. Is that true?
Yeah, you know Robert?
Yeah. Tell him I said hi.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Drew.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
We'll come back for a final segment or more of your phone calls. Inside joke there. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. Good to be with you this evening. In fact, the timing is pretty good, Craig, because off the Stolberg Law KVC text line, I won't read the text, but essentially the listener is arguing that they're glad to see the Trump change contest go away. They're getting tired of it.
Who's getting tired of it?
I'm just, look at the text. He's just glad that the contest is over. He called it silly.
Yeah, unless you win $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ask the people who have been winning money how they think about the contest.
Sounds like his word of the day should be sour grapes.
That's two words.
Whatever. You ruined the joke. I scripted that joke out, and you were supposed to not, you know, bring it up. Well, the way I do it, it's cursive. It's cursive language.
When you say the word quickly, sour grapes. If you want in on this conversation, such as it is, we need to hear from you now, please, on our final segment of the open line.
805-543-8830. 800-549-5832.
We're sitting here taking calls. We've been getting all sorts of calls on all sorts of subjects. Whatever's on your mind. You know the mantra. Less than 2% of people who listen to talk radio will ever pick up the phone and call in. This could be your opportunity. Call and say hi. Promote an event. Ask a question. Is there anything about Craig you want to know? Anything about me you want to know? Anything about the show you want to know? You can answer that. We've been talking about all sorts of issues this week. You can jump in on that if you didn't get a chance earlier in the week. If there's an issue we haven't brought up, you can talk about that too. But we're here for another 9 minutes. It's that simple. All right. Sure, we can take calls. That's why we're here. Top of the hour with ABC Radio News. Then a special edition of Our American Story is online. We got a John in Los Osos on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hey, long time, Dave. How you do? How you guys doing?
We're good, John. What's up?
Hey, was there any follow-up from the city of San Luis with the video and the poor canine they dispatched?
I am waiting and waiting and waiting for James McKiernan. And this is not an attack on Mr. McKiernan. He's a very skilled attorney. He is the attorney representing the couple. And okay. So I reached out to him, and he said, yes, I want to come in with the couple. And, in fact, I even announced it. And we can't pin down a date, and now he's disappeared, and I've been told he's busy. And he is. He's a very popular attorney. Again, I'm not slamming him, but one day, hopefully this year, John, we will have Mr. McKiernan and the couple in the studio to talk about the dog that was killed by the police.
All right. All right. I just hadn't heard. And
yep. I'm waiting.
Okay. Very good.
A lot often in this job is you're waiting.
But of
course. You wait, and sooner or later it happens.
All right. Well, very good.
Fair enough.
You guys all have a great weekend. You're off Monday?
No, we're here.
Oh, okay.
We're here.
Still have a great weekend. It's just not a long one.
Fair enough, John. Thank you. Yeah, we get Labor Day and 4th of July, Memorial Day. The odd one we get is President's Day, which I kind of feel embarrassed by. Even though I'm not a veteran, I think I'd rather have Veterans Day off or Martin Luther King Day. Those days have more meaning to me than President's Day. But that's just me. Paul's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Craig, are you excited to see that movie come out, the Ford versus Ferrari?
Kind of. The people that owned the rights to the book, actually, I knew them, and we were talking about me writing it. This is like 10 years ago, and not even me writing it, just me attempting to write it, like doing a spec attempt.
Because it's a true story.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but I know somebody from Texas who's a producer who was friends with the Shelby family, and they had rights to the book. And a partner of mine who had written another script and worked a little bit higher up than me, he was working on it, and then we were in discussions, but then we just kind of dropped it because we didn't know where it could go. And then now I see it. It's kind of a little bit like, you know, biting my knuckles, like, oh, I wish I would have tried harder on this one.
What about you, Paul? Are you going to go see it?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. That was a very interesting time in automotive history.
Is that this weekend or next weekend? Next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's next weekend.
Yeah, this is Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Yeah, and it's about how Ford decided they were going to go to Le Mans and they're going to challenge Ferrari after Ferrari had dominated for decades, basically that 24 hours of Le Mans. And Ford decided no American cars have really competed over there. And so Ford just got the idea that they're going to go hire some American designers. One would be Carroll Shelby, and just go over there and see what they can do. And they came up with this car, the Ford GT. And they went over there and challenged Ferrari, and see what happens. I guess you got to go to the movie to see what happens.
Well, yeah, don't give it away.
Don't give it away.
Don't give it away. Yeah, I'd see that movie. I'm not a racing guy, but I'd see that movie.
Well, I think it's more than just racing. It's just the whole attitude of, you know, these guys, these upstart, you know, little guys at Ford decided they were going to go over and see what they could do against the International.
I think so, because there's more to it as far as Mr. Shelby. He was a race car driver, and he couldn't drive anymore because of medical condition with his heart. And so he got into designing race cars. So he had to kind of shift.
Is that the Matt Damon character?
Yeah. And then also there's the fact that the reason Ford did it was Ford tried to buy Ferrari. At the last second, Ferrari pulled out of the deal and kind of insulted Ford on the way. And that was Ford's way of kind of giving the finger to Ferrari.
All right.
Well, we'll there you go. You know who would also be interesting to talk to about that? I bet Tom Matson really knows a lot about that subject.
You know, that's an excellent idea. He's on my list. I'm going to try to get him for a little bit on Veterans Day. So that would be a good throw-in.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Let's go out to Cayucas and catch Bonnie on KVEC. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Dave.
Bonnie.
Haven't spoke to you in a very long time.
Welcome
but one
back.
Thing I'd like... Thank you. I'd like to say something about the cannabis.
Sure.
About the farm and about what's kind of going on.
Right.
But I want to share one thing. I have a bad disease that's deteriorating my bones, and it's really been bad. And now they're taking away all our, and I understand, I don't want my kids to die either, but you cannot get the narcotics or whatever you need for pain. So it's a 24/7 fight or battle for myself. And cannabis has been the stuff that makes you watch cartoons for a whole day. I tried that. I'm telling you, that's the worst stuff I ever took. I would not like to waste a day watching Bug's Life on cartoons on TV. I watched it the whole day, and I only took one to try it, but it took the pain away. Now, what I wanted to say is that, you know, we have to learn out there, there's a give and a take. And I understand how bad it must be not to have the pretty Irish hills or whatever because of a tent or because of whatever. We really do need the cannabis because it's now the only thing that personal, and this is just a personal, that I've been able to take that at least takes away some of the pain so I can sleep at night. Now I'm going to say that when we can no longer have any pain-relieving products out there, what are we to do? And it's just to me, I was thinking that the cannabis was something that's been introduced. Everybody seems to be very afraid. I was very afraid of the idea of making it so that everybody could take it. But please, people need to think about that. Elderly people out there are in such need of something for their pain. And the opiates that we have, they make people nutty. You know, they do a lot of they do a lot of good for people who have pain. But they
addictive.
Do a lot of bad.
They're addicted.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I understand that. But I'm going to say, there's nothing more. I'm allergic to every personal thing there is. Except now I can take the cannabis, and it's really helping. Please be open-minded enough to understand that there are people that have a need, and look at some of the seniors, because a lot of us do have a need. Anyway, that's all. I'm just kind of sharing with you. Okay.
Wonderful to hear from you, Bonnie, and we wish you well.
Thank you so much. Same to you, sweetie. I know your life has been up and down.
Yeah, sounds like so is yours.
Yes, it has, and it's just been more down.
I'm sorry.
It's more down than I would like it to be, but it is what it is.
All right, Bonnie.
Anyway.
Call me anytime.
David.
Thank you, Bonnie. Uh-huh. Thank you. It's a good note on which to end. Thanks to all our guests. Go get the dog, please. Thanks to Craig Hill. Thanks to you for listening and all your kind words this hour. We'll see you Monday at 3:05. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Oliver, get out of my chair. I'm coming home. Good night.